The love of God surely is rich and pure and measureless. How can we measure God's love? We praise God that He loves us even as we are. Greetings of grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that God would speak to each one of our hearts this morning, that He would speak to my heart, and that He'd speak to your heart. That He would give us ears to hear and hearts to receive the word this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us read the text in Jesus' name. Found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 31st verse through the 13th, to the end of the 13th chapter, we read in Jesus' name. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I have become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, it is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, of these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen. As we look into this letter that Paul writes to the congregation there in Corinth, we see that they had a lot of different problems that he had to address. And it's no different today that we have these same things that we deal with within our churches even. Because of the fallen nature that we have inherited from our first parents, as we see if we begin even in the beginning of Paul's letter to Corinthians, he speaks of how there is division among them and how that some say that now, this is I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Here he sees the divisions that were amongst them. And as we go through this, we see the different things that had hindered their faith. We see that there was those that they gloried in unrighteousness, in the fornication, the one that was in their congregation, and he speaks of how that they went to law against each other and sued each other. And all these things Paul addressed before he comes to where our text is. And prior to our text in chapter 12, as we heard the other week about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that was given unto the churches, to the church, and how that they were of the same spirit, and how that there were one body but many members, and that we were baptized into that one body. There's only one body, and we've been united in baptism onto that one body as we are members of that body. And at the very end of the 12th chapter, before we get into our text, in the 27th verse, he says, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret." Then we go into our text, and he says, "But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet I show you a more excellent way." And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is the more excellent way. And it's about love. That agape love, which is not just a touchy-feeling, emotional love, but it is from the heart. And it's not about us, but it's about others and how we love others. And as we read on, it says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so as I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and if not, have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." In the ESV, it says, "if," rather than "though," if I speak in tongues. Like if it's possible that I speak in tongues of men and of angels. Though that we might be able to speak in the tongues of men, that we were able to interpret all the scripture and bring this beautiful message onto the people, or if that we could even speak in tongues of angels, all this is nothing if we don't have love. And if we have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries, we are able to expound the scriptures and the prophecies that are in the Bible, and we have all knowledge. And though we have faith, if we were to have faith that to remove mountains, and yet do not have this love, this agape love, it means nothing. So all these things we see, that if we have them and we don't have love, it's meaningless. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. And we would say, Doesn't it count for something, these things that I do? But no, it doesn't count for anything if we're without love. It's so important that we understand this agape love, that we would have that love one for another. There's many scriptures about love in the Bible. We could be here all day talking and reading all the different scriptures. And God is love. It says, if you love God, if you say you love God and hate your brother, the truth is not in you. You are a liar. But it's because we cannot love God and hate our brother to really have that true love. It also says that the world around us will know from our actions whether we are God's disciples because we love one another. Love is so important in our lives, and without it, it's meaningless. Then it goes into charity suffereth long. Here we have what love is like and what love is not like. Love suffereth long, is kind, charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love is not envious. It's not jealous. It doesn't envy those things that other people have. Does not brag. Is not arrogant. Love is not puffed up. Love does not act unbecomingly. Is not repulsive. Love does not seek its own. Love is not self-centered. Love is not provoked. Does not keep record of wrong suffered. Love is forgiving. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Takes no pleasure in sin or wrong. Love is patient, suffereth long, forgiving, love is kind. These are all the things that love is. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Love rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. Is patient and forgiving. Love believes all things. Love is trusting. Love hopes all things. Looks with hope on all things. Love endures all things. Not easily to be destroyed. Love focuses on the one loved. Love never fails. Well, that's tough. When we look at our own hearts, as I look at myself, I know I fail in these things. Not able to love as I should. And who could love like this? Anybody here? Can anybody here love like Paul is teaching here? God is telling us of love that he has for us. We could add, instead of love in all these places, God. Because God is love. Love he has for us and love that he has, it would be played out, that it would be lived out in us one to another, this love that God has for us, that it would be poured out into our hearts and overflowing, that this overflowing that God has put into our hearts would flow to others around us. This is the more excellent way that Paul is telling us about. He talked in the 12th chapter about all these gifts. And then he goes back into the gifts in the 14th chapter. But in between, he feels it's very important that he tells of the more excellent way. The more excellent way that we should live our lives. This agape love. Charity faileth, never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Charity, love, never faileth. The prophecies, they will fail. Tongues will cease. And if there's knowledge, it shall vanish away. In the end, all these things vanish away, but love stands for eternity. Love never faileth. For we know in part and prophesy in part, and that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Today, we only see in part. And we only prophesy in part. But in when the end comes, and when we are with the Lord, in the life to come, that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away with. That we will see clearly then. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, I know in part, but then I shall be known even as also I am known. Paul wants to hear, talks about that when we were children, we thought as a child, we understood as a child. He's telling us today that we think as grown-ups. That we would be mature Christians. This agape love that he speaks of is an act of will. It's not just an emotion. Love here is an action word. The only way to have this love for others is if God pours his love into us, that it would flow to others. We have failed, and God's seen our need in sin and sent his Son. We have failed miserably. When we think about love and what love is and what love is not, most of the time we're in that column of what love is not, aren't we? But we are not left in despair, are we? Because of that great love that God had for us, he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish, but would have eternal life. That's a promise to you and I this morning, and we can take a hold of that. And know that we would experience that love of God in our hearts, that it would be overflowing, and that it would flow to others around us. God sent his Son into this world that he would keep the law perfectly for us, that we are not able to fulfill. Love was the way of the cross. On the cross is where he took our sins upon him himself and died in our place. He took our place there and died for our sins, that we would be forgiven and that we would have eternal life. This is love. Without this love, we are nothing. No matter what we do, we need it from God. And God has given us his love. He works in us through his word and his sacraments. And through his word and the sacraments, we hear and visually see his love through his sacraments. Think about it. Through his sacraments, we see that great love that he has for us. So important that we are around his word and partake of the sacraments. If we don't, then we become weak. But if we gather around his word and partake of his sacraments, we gain strength, and through faith Luther says that love does not make us godly. But when one has become godly, love is the result. So this love does not make us godly. But when we're godly, this love is a result. And that is the fruit of our faith, this love. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Without this love, there's nothing. Know that we would experience that love of God in our hearts. And as we look at the Word, as we hear the Word this morning, the instructions that Paul gives unto those in Corinth is even unto us today. When we look at our own lives, examine ourselves under the Word, and we have to confess and agree with God that we have failed. But we do not despair. Because God has sent His Son to die for our sins. So even this morning, as we feel convicted under His Word, and we see the need for repentance in our lives, that we can believe even this morning that our sins are forgiven. All our sins are forgiven because of what Christ has done on that center cross. He went there for you and I. He shed His blood to the last drop for you and I. That we could be washed in that blood. That we could believe our sins forgiven. And that we would have that peace of God in our hearts. And that we would have that hope of eternity. Oh, that we could take a hold of the gospel message this morning and believe it. And that we would also look into the mirror of God's Word and see what we are. Recognize what we are and recognize the need for change, for repentance. And that we would ask God that He would strengthen us, that we would be able to have that love in our hearts. That love of God, that it would overflow in our lives onto others. We pray that God would work in each one of our hearts. That through this short message, that we would understand a little bit about love, what love is and what love is not, and that we would know that God is love, and that He will pour out His love onto each one of us. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close in word, prayer, and benediction. Father, we come before You this morning, recognizing that we fail in the love that we should have. We ask that You would pour out Your love into each one of our hearts. And oh, that that love would overflow from us to others. And through Your Word, we recognize that we have failed. And we ask that You would be with us, continue to be with us, and that Your forgiveness, Your mercy and grace that your mercies would be new every morning in our lives. And now let us receive the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.